time will come.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program A Time Will Come. Following our routine, I would like to share with you a narration expressing the importance or the excellence of sending blessings in favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the action we refer to as Salat ala Nabi, or in the subcontinent, Durud Sharif. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Whosoever sends blessings upon me on Friday, I shall intercede for him on the Day of Judgment." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Viewers of Madani Channel, we should make an extra effort to send salawat in favor of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on Friday. Friday is the best of days for us. It is a day of celebration for us. This sacred day is also a day which is specified in prophetic traditions in terms of sending blessings or Durood Sharif in the prophetic court if we want to attain more reward, and these special blessings that have been specified for this day, make it a part of your routine to send this gift of Durood Sharif to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam on Fridays. Moving on to our main topic, previously we spoke about the fact that trade will spread throughout the world, and a wife will help her husband in his trade. So the extent of the spread of trade will be such, and people will go to such an extent that their wives will help them in their business. And we spoke about the role of a woman in terms from an Islamic perspective. The last part of the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an mentions that people will travel, we use the expression, the four corners of the world, meaning they'll travel all over the world. They'll cover so much ground on the earth. But when they will come back, they will express that they attained no profit. So after all that traveling and all that effort in terms of their trade, they will complain in such a way that they will express that from their business, from their trade, they did not attain profit. So why is a businessman not successful from an Islamic perspective? This is a question which comes to mind. Which qualities should a businessman, a tradesman adopt to be successful in terms of attaining blessings in his income and successful in the hereafter? That's more important for us. But obviously, the one of the main reasons why people conduct their businesses, they want some kind of profit. You don't just give your time to buying goods and then selling goods and you don't attain a profit, because that goes against the very concept of trade. Trade is there for people to make a certain profit for them to survive, for them to provide for their family members, to fulfill their needs of their family members and their personal needs. So which qualities should be adopted by an individual to be successful in trade? We'll try to cover some of these or all of these points, inshallah, in today's session. First and foremost, a scholar once commented on this situation, that people complain that there is no profit in their business, that they're not able to, they don't gain any success in their business. So what could be a reason for this? And he mentions that one of the main reasons, or what this is a sign of, is that within the business trade, or among the merchants, the people who are the businessmen who are working in the trade, there is an increase of deception and lying. When deception and lying comes into business, or when these things affect a trade, the blessings of that trade are lifted. So if you want a short answer linked to the focal point of today's session, the short answer to the situation of coming back after all that effort in business without a profit, he's not gained anything. One short answer to this will be, it is possibly due to being affected by deceit in some way, directly or indirectly, or lying in some way, directly or indirectly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a system in this world where different people belonging to different professions, they complement each other. This is the beauty of the system of this world. A farmer will grow his crops, but the cloth merchant will need the produce of the farmer for his sustenance, to eat, to survive. And the cloth merchant, his trade is important to the farmer, because obviously the farmer has to wear something. It's just a very simple example that is given. And that's just two trades that I've mentioned. If you look at the different trades in this world, each and every trade is linked together in some way. They complement one another. The reason why trades complement each other is so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids people through His creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to value those who are working in a certain profession also. The way we value them, they value us if we belong to another profession. Seeking halal income, working, trade, or striving for a lawful means of income, this is actually an act of worship. This is actually considered to be an obligation. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam clearly said, طلب كسب الحلال فريدة بعد الفريدة, that the seeking of halal, of the lawful, so to work, to go out and to earn in a lawful way, what is this? فريدة بعد الفريدة, it's an obligation after an obligation. So we have the prayer, zakat if we're eligible, hajj if we're eligible, and other obligations. This action of seeking a halal, a lawful means of income, this is also described in this particular hadith tradition as an obligation for people rather. Just for encouragement, I would like to share with you four hadith traditions about trade, generally speaking. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "At-tajiru saduqul amin," that the merchant who is honest and trustworthy, he's honest, he doesn't lie in his trade obviously, he is amin in the sense of if you deposit something, if you entrust him with something, he won't violate your trust. That is the meaning of amin. So such a merchant who is truthful and trustworthy, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَى, such a tradesman, such a merchant, he will be with the prophets, the exceptionally truthful, the Siddiqeen, and the martyrs. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmizi. So if a businessman wants to be successful in the hereafter, this hadith is very clear. Adopt two characteristics. Speak the truth and be trustworthy in terms of if something is given to you, if you're entrusted with something, look after it well, fulfill the right, and when it's time to return it, you return it. If you're sincere in this, it may be the case that Allah blesses you with this, that you will be with, in the hereafter, with the prophets, with the siddiqeen, the exceptionally truthful, the maqam which is below the prophets, and also the martyrs. The next hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Inna Allaha yuhibbul mu'min al muhtarif." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the believer who belongs to a profession. He is working in a particular profession. This is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he is not relying on, he's not begging people, he is not a burden upon people, he is actually working hard to earn himself so that he is not a burden on people. That is one logical reason why he may be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." A very powerful hadith to encourage everyone, and especially those who, they work very hard. Long shifts. They say, "I leave in the morning, I'm working all day, I come back home in the evening, my body is aching because of the manual labor, it may be a very difficult task." Many a time you see poor people who are poor, they have to rely on some kind of labor work to make ends meet. And they leave very early in the morning, they're working in the scorching heat, lifting up bricks, lifting up heavy objects, and doing all this manual work, and they come back home in the evening, their bodies are aching. Especially for those believers who have such difficult jobs, but generally for everyone, because it's not necessary for you to do something which is physically challenging, you could be doing something which is mentally challenging. And by the time you get home, you've been lecturing all day, or you've been working in your office all day, and it's halal, it's lawful income. You're doing it to provide for your families, to support yourself and your families. Let this narration be encouragement for you. Listen attentively. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man amsaka lan min amali yaday." Whosoever spends his evening in such a way that he is tired due to the work done by his hand. Amsa maghfuran lahu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that such a person spends his evening as someone who is forgiven, or for whom there is forgiveness. Yes, glad tidings of forgiveness for the one who spends his evening. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, he spends his evening in such a way, meaning when he comes home, he is tired because of the work that he did with his hands. That evening, he is actually spending an evening as someone who is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that what we want? All this running around, our efforts in worship, our punctuality in prayer, our giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't this to attain forgiveness? Isn't all of this for salvation? And the fourth hadith, this is a very powerful narration which covers a few more elements. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Man talaba ad-dunya halalan isti'fafan 'an al-mas'alati." He said sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, whosoever earned or sought halal from this world, meaning he worked, he earned a halal income from this world. Why? So that he is saved from asking from people. So he is working so that he doesn't have to ask from other people. وَسَعْيًا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَتَعَتُّفًا عَلَىٰ جَارِهِ. He's, the other reasons why he's working because of, for his family members. So this running around that he's doing, this hard work is for his family members. And also to express graciousness towards his neighbor. If he has something in his hand, he can be generous to his neighbor. If he has nothing in his hand, which generosity will he express? So this man, what is he doing? He is earning halal from this world. Why? So that he doesn't have to ask from other people. He was running around for his family. He was doing this so that he may express graciousness to his neighbor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Laqiya Allah وَوَجْهُهُ كَالْقَمْرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way, in such a condition, that his face will be shining like the full moon. Subhanallah. So the honor given to a man in the hereafter for his good intentions in terms of his lawful income, his efforts to earn halal, to provide for his family and to express this generosity towards his neighbors. Some people have this habit of trying to put others down because of the trade or profession they belong to. Might turn around and see someone who's farming and say, "You're just a farmer." They might see someone who is a carpenter and they say, "Oh, that's what you do, you're just a carpenter." And they're actually saying these things as an insult, trying to offend people. What I would like to share with you is a reminder for those who know, and some insight for those who don't know, that different prophets did different tasks. And these tasks are, what we do today, are actually linked to some of the tasks which they performed. For example, it is said about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam that initially he would make clothing, and then after that he also did some farming as well. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, we know that he worked with wood. He made the ark himself. We know that from traditions. Sayyidina Idris, he would sew clothing. Sayyidina Hud and Sayyidina Salih, both of them were merchants. They would trade. Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Lut, both of them, alayhim as-salam, they would farm. Sayyidina Shu'aib, he would look after livestock. Sayyidina Musa, we know, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, would look after sheep and goats. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him this skill that he would make armor and chain mail. This was something that he would do. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, although he was such a great king and he had this great kingdom, he would actually at times make fans. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we know, adopted trade. So for people to look down on any profession of this world is actually something which is illogical. It's something which is irreligious as far as the Islamic narrative is concerned. The prophets are faultless, are sinless. The prophets will not do anything which is considered to be inferior. So these professions do not make people inferior in any way. And quoting or referring to any of these professions in a derogatory way, this is actually a foolish thing to do. And offending a believer, we know, is a sin in itself. We will not be forgiven until the believer who has been offended forgives us. So it's something very serious to consider. How should a merchant be? Which qualities should a tradesman or a merchant possess? This is important because remember our theme, our main focal point is a man conducting his business and coming back with no profit. So Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an, he reports that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said that the most pure of income is the income of those merchants. When they speak the truth. When they are entrusted with something, they do not violate that trust. When they promise, they do not go against their promise. When they buy something, they do not pick faults with it. When they sell something, they do not exaggerate in its praise. When they are due to give something, they do not delay it. And when someone else is due to give them something, then they are not severe, they're not austere in their approach towards them. Meaning, if they owe someone money themselves, they will try to give it as soon as possible. And if someone owes them something, then they will not be heartless towards them. They won't have severity in their manner when seeking what they are owed. So these are some qualities which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. Just to recap on the qualities, Which qualities should he adopt? Speaking the truth, being someone who is trustworthy with anything entrusted to him, fulfilling promises, and not picking fault when buying things. So obviously you look first. If you're not happy with something, don't buy it. No, it's not a case of when you buy it and then you start picking faults with it. Don't praise something so much in an exaggerated way. It's not as good as the person is saying, but you won't get something like this from anywhere else in the world. You won't find this product. You won't find this quality anywhere else. No. That's not true. But sometimes some tradesmen, some sellers, they say things like that. And the last point was about borrowing and giving on time and expressing an understanding for those who are not able to give on time. Another important point to consider is that trade is done within the time frame given in the Sharia. And if there are other elements or obligations of the religion which must be fulfilled, our personal trade must not become an obstacle in fulfilling them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, describing the individuals who trade in the right way, Allah says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified certain men who, when it comes to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishing the prayer and giving zakat, their trade and their business, it doesn't stop them from this. So this was a very important point for tradesmen who are trying to attain success in their business. I would like to finish with this point, that in the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he once sent one of his representatives to Africa, but he struggled to find people to receive zakat. Yes, in the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, the people were blessed to such an extent that there was no such poverty. Recipients of zakat were difficult to find. We can't even imagine this. We're living in this world where we think that in certain cities, Muslims have a lot of money, and there's absolutely no way that there'll be individuals in this city who are eligible to receive zakat. And you'll be very surprised that there are. Even in the best of cities in this world, there are poor people and poor believers who are probably eligible to receive zakat. The beauty of the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, because he ensured and he instructed that the people follow the prophetic way in the way they conduct their business. Those who are eligible to give zakat, they take their zakat out in the right way. This wealth was spread in the right way. And you see, the beauty of zakat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a love between the rich and the poor. Because money can be something which creates enmity between people. When the rich give to the poor, their love for each other, the compassion of the rich and the appreciation of the poor, it creates a stronger connection of brotherhood among the believers. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam when we conduct our businesses, so that we attain blessings in our business, in our trade, and we refrain from all the evils that were specified by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. We control our desires and our greed in such a way where we do not transgress while we conduct our businesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts and grant us sincerity. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Our time will come. Our time.